Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time now for the Six Rings Postgame Show. Breaking down everything Patriots. Now, here's Fitzy and Hart on WEEI.
Conversation with Belichick after the game. Can you kind of give
I just got all the respect in the world for that guy. You know, every single time I go up against him, it's the toughest job in the NFL to go up against a Belichick defense. And he throws so much at you. He always has a lot of guys that can play smart. So hats off to, you know, Belichick for today, for making my life tough. That's for damn sure. And then on top of that, always getting a good group of guys that play well together. Got a lot of respect for that team.
And I know you guys want to kind of stay in your own lane and everything like that, but is it crazy to think that this might be the last time you're playing at Gillette against Belichick?
The fact that you just said that, I mean, yeah, it's wild to even think about, but I got a feeling that guy still has some football left in him.
All right, Travis Kelce post-game tonight following the Chiefs beating the Pats 27-17, saying that he believes that Bill Belichick still has some football in him. Is this Travis Kelce's final game at Gillette Stadium, or is this Bill Belichick's second-to-last game, or both, Andy? Because two things can be true at once, as we sussed out earlier.
And Travis Kelce did not say he has a lot of football left in him at Gillette Stadium with the Patriots, Bill Belichick. Mm. He could have a lot of life left in him in, I don't know, L.A. with the Chargers, where Travis Kelce will have to play him twice a year.
Good point.
Or Travis Kelce could retire, because he's already talked about retirement, and he's living the life of being Mr. Taylor Swift.
The aggregate of all the injuries over the years, like, is starting to catch up to
him.
He's
got a sugar mama.
Yeah, and also, so I heard somebody saying on a podcast, like, is this really going to work? Because he only is worth $30 million, and she's worth, like, a billion, and is that ever going to weigh on him?
Wait, is that a problem?
Yes, I was trying to figure out, like, how is...
Excuse me?
Could you tell me how this is the problem?
Is it 1937?
It's not me. I'm not the problem. Neither of us is the problem in this scenario. Like, this would be fine. I mean, he can still pay for a lot of things. It's like, you know, the whole...
I don't care who pays. You get married and we have $1 billion.
Exactly. $1.03 billion.
Right.
Sounds good to me.
I added 30.
I mean, how much... I chipped in a pretty sizable amount.
In most relationships, that's really impressive.
Yeah,
just because you're really successful, that's not my problem.
You could have your boat, my Cape house, dine out as often as you want.
Oh, my God.
You could think about it.
I would definitely retire. If they are truly in love, if this is for real, and they're truly in love, and he could go be Mr. Taylor Swift, I think that would be awesome.
He's already accomplished so much.
Right. And... I can
second best
things.
Tight end this decade to wear 87.
Like, he struggled to get up. It looked like he tore his
blank
testicle or something today.
All right. You could have just said blank. Everyone would have figured it out.
That won't happen if he's just on the road on the whatever the next tour is called, or the European leg of the Eras tour. Like, no. I can just go watch concerts and hang out and have fun and, you know.
Do his podcast with his brother. His brother probably is going to retire pretty soon, or should, if you've been watching any of the Amazon series Kelce about Jason Kelce and the struggles that he goes through. Yeah, you'd
football's
understand.
Football's
hard. It is. That's so I've been told.
I mean, so I can just go be married to a really rich woman who'll continue to print money for as long as she chooses to print money, and no one will hit me anymore and hurt me anymore, and I can hang out with my brother and maybe do more Christmas albums. Jason Kelce wrote a Christmas song that's actually good.
You're kidding.
Side note.
What's it called?
I don't know, but it's actually good.
I'm sure if
it's
I look
it's a first-person Santa
Kelce
song. It's from Christmas Santa's song. Perspective, and he uses his deep voice and sings it. He doesn't
country style.
Okay,
what are we
talking? Kind of a country style. I think if he sold it to somebody, it could legitimately be a hit. And he wrote it himself. I think it's a really cool thing. It's one of those things, it's like, you know, everybody used to say about Brady, like, what can't he do? I'm starting to get a little annoyed at the Kelce brothers. They're all pros at football.
Oh, you're saying annoyed like
they do everything well. What do they not do well?
You're a little
jealous.
Everybody
loves them. Like, oh, man of the year. Even when he announced Lane Johnson as their man of the year candidate, he did a great job with the speech in the offensive line meeting room. Then he does a Crispus album. Like, he's just funny. They do a podcast that does better than Six Rings. Oh, just because we're brothers that are all pros and going to the Hall of Fame together.
Or a couple of knuckleheads.
Could you leave something for the rest of us?
Right. I know, right? They're just kind of taking over everything.
Yeah,
all the commercials. Like,
yeah,
he's a really good pitch man.
They make
well-spoken.
Me laugh. Spoken.
Even my wife last night when we were watching football late, and she looks over the TV, and he's one of the ads, and she goes, is that Travis Kelce? I said, yeah. She goes, oh, my God, he's really handsome.
Except he's bought and paid for by Pfizer. Maggots.
Yeah, Mr. Vax. What is he called? Is he called Mr. Pfizer? That's right. Aaron calls him Mr. Pfizer.
Yeah.
Mr. Pfizer. Oh, will Aaron Rodgers be returning? There's something we can discuss in the final hour of the program.
So we got that going for us, which is nice. And did he ever actually tear his Achilles? 617-779.
Which conspiracy theory do you buy into? We'll get to that in a minute. We do have to reset. We're a little bit behind on the clock.
Who's running this show?
So I chose to run things long because we were having a nice chat with Mike, and we had some calls in the last hour where people may or may not have been enjoying beverages
stay on
outside
the clock.
The stadium.
Rule one in radio. Learn it.
It's a Sunday in the rain. Who's really being pedantic about the clock and everything else now?
Ken Laird in three, in two.
And Mike Thomas, line one. We'll talk to you in just a second. Tony, Jake, Ron, don't you guys go anywhere. We'll get to you guys in just a minute. We'll hear from Fourier pretty soon. Thumbs up and thumbs down. And all the other things you look forward to and love about the Six Rings postgame show coming up on WEEI. But first, let's catch you up on the rest of them scores around the NFL and beyond with Joe Braverman.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, even with Taylor Swift in the house, there was a blank space in the win column for the Patriots as they fall to the Chiefs. 27-17, your final score. The defense did force two interceptions from Patrick Mahomes, but it was not enough as the offense crumbled in the second half. Bailey Zappe finished 23 of 31 for 180 yards and an interception. The Pats moved to 3-11. Up next will be Christmas Eve night, where they travel to Denver to take on the Broncos. Other scores in the NFL for Week 15, the Panthers got their second win of the season over the Atlanta Falcons 9-7, which is significant, which means now the Patriots are only one game back of the Panthers for getting the number one pick in the NFL draft. Also, the Browns barely survived on a Hail Mary that wasn't from the Chicago Bears. Cleveland wins it 20-17. And currently, right now, the Bills are about to not put it in the end zone. It is 21-3, Buffalo on top of the Dallas Cowboys. The Sunday slate of games will conclude tonight with the Ravens visiting the Jaguars. We'll have Westwood One's coverage of Sunday Night Football starting at 7:30 following the Six Rings postgame show. Staying in the NFL, the Eagles will have a new defensive play caller on Monday Night Football, and that is Matt Patricia. Sources say the former Patriots assistant will be on the sidelines calling plays for Philly when they take on the Seahawks tomorrow night for Monday Night Football, and defensive coordinator Sean Desai will head to the coach's booth. The Celtics have won their fifth game in a row. They take down the Orlando Magic for the second time in three nights, 114-97, your final score. Paolo Banchero had 36 points for Orlando, but Jaylen Brown scoring 31, Jason Tatum with 23. All five starters for the Celtics scored in double figures. They remain undefeated at home at 14-0 and have the league's best record at 20-5. The Celts will now head to Golden State to take on the Warriors for the first of a five-game road trip. And the Bruins got the short end of the overtime stick last night, falling to the Rangers at home 2-1 in OT. They'll be back on the TD Garden ice this Tuesday, taking on the Minnesota Wild. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A response to Dan's question, the first couple things you mentioned were related to the officiating and calls that were obviously didn't go your way. Did you feel that the officiating in this game was perhaps worse than in previous games? You appeared to be more, you know, frustrated throughout the course of the game than usual.
Yeah, I didn't say that. We talked about some big data and asked about the key plays in the game, and I rattled off a few of them. I'd say those are big plays in the game. Yeah. Touchdown called back, turnover called back, interception. You know, I mean, so there was a number of things. Both teams missed field goals. I mean, it's, you know, big plays in the game, scoring plays.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming.
Bill Belichick, the gridiron Grinch of Foxborough.
You're a bad banana.
Up to it once again.
Greasy black peas.
Can we just point out also for listeners that
yes.
Hart is wearing a Grinch sweater?
Yes, he is. It's a screen printed super size.
Andy Hart is
awesome.
A resident Grinch.
My greatest.
He's always grumpy.
Social media purchase ever.
Is this something, like, was this like an impulse?
Last year on
Instagram?
Social media, I came across either Instagram or Twitter, but yeah.
Yeah,
and
probably
I,
Instagram.
And then I, like, crossed my fingers, please come, and don't steal my credit history or whatever.
Exactly, because you have to be careful. That happened to my significant other, by the way.
Oh, it's a modern, even Twitter, have you
she
noticed?
She didn't check, it was like Bed Bath and Beyond, like three E's or something, whatever. She's like, oh my God, guess what? I got us a sofa for $50. I was like, could you show me the website you purchased that off of? Oh boy.
It happens.
Yeah.
But you know, there's some pros that come, and this is one of the best purchases you'll ever see.
Heck yeah.
Love it.
Love it up. No shame in that. Wear it loud and proud.
And when I walked into the pick up my coffee today, I was like, this feels weird in public. And the radio station is one thing and at a party
or
something.
Fine. People probably like it.
Yeah, probably.
I wore pajamas outdoors to a party yesterday. No one cared.
Yeah, but they say things about you behind your back.
We already know that, though. I mean, everyone does. They can text them in at 37937. Say them in the neighborhood. Whatever works. By the way, Andy.
Yeah.
I feel... I'm so sorry, audience, to have to drop this terrible news on you at this hour. You're probably looking for a pick-me-up. You could be on your way home from the game, finishing up the tailgate. You could just supper with the kids. You're about to sit down. The family radio hour. Maybe you're watching football. Looking for
family
a
radio hour?
I'm just trying
what
to
is it, 1920?
Brought to you by Ovaltine.
Fireside Trash.
And now Andy Hart's thumbs up, thumbs down. Number one, the boys overseas and their efforts against the Jerrys.
Must have been such a better like time
when
to
there
be
was no,
an analyst.
Yes.
No one could question it. They didn't see the game.
No. That's the thing.
Whatever we say would be the word of gospel.
And that's the way it went today at the stadium. Final score, the Chiefs of Kansas City, 27 points, and your Patriots of New England, 17. The New York Jets have officially been eliminated from the postseason.
Aww.
I know.
So does that mean Aaron's not returning?
It is the 13th consecutive year the Jets have not made the postseason. I'm not sure if you're familiar with this. That's the longest playoff drought in North American professional sports as it stands. It's a shame. The hard knocks.
Says the best Aaron thing Rodgers. That ever happened to them, in my opinion.
This?
Because now Aaron Rodgers can just wait till next year, come mm-hmm. back fully healthy, mm-hmm. and they can have Super Bowl hopes and aspirations yet again with a good young team and a quarterback. Did you see the quick side note before we get to the calls and continue, finally pay off the tease about the current crap sheet tete-a-tete mm-hmm. on social media? Did you see the tweet that I had to read twice over the weekend when it was like, Aaron Rodgers showed he's at full health when he picked off a pass one-handed, and I'm like,
Why is he playing defense?
He was playing scout team defense and had like a one-foot jumping, one-hand interception. And I was like, I guess he really is fully healthy.
Yeah, and or also, I guess Robert Saleh or whoever said yes to this, proving that they are completely powerless, should be fired for letting their quarterback, who just had this radical, transformative Achilles repair surgery.
Maybe.
It had to have been. I mean, dude, we all saw
it. I think it was a gambling suspension like when Michael Jordan played baseball.
So you think
that I am that,
no,
very
here's the best thing.
Just throwing crap out there.
They planted like a squib in his leg, and on the fourth play, they had it like, poof, squibs are the things that like go
fake,
off.
Fake, you idiot. They can do anything with TV cameras.
It's fake, you idiot.
Yes.
I was also saying it was fake. I was just using, I'm a practical
effects
guy.
No, but they just do
guy.
It digitally.
No, don't do it digitally. That can always be sussed out. Like, but the real effects, practical effects, can't fake that.
Okay. But yes.
Just goes right there. Bam. Yeah.
Boom. Looks like he tore his Achilles. Didn't.
Yep.
Gambling suspension.
What exactly did he gamble on?
No, maybe drug suspension. That's what it would be.
Ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca. And they didn't want to actually suspend him because it's probably not in the CBA. It would have opened up a can of worms.
Aaron was eating too much clay.
Yeah.
He used to do that with his girlfriend.
Dark Kate.
Yeah. He did. They ate clay.
Is that a euphemism?
No.
That's
not
what ayahuasca did for me.
I love reading that book to my kids every night before bed. And that's what ayahuasca did for me.
The sensation of feeling 100 different hands on my body.
All right. That's enough out of you. You
How
know
did
what?
That turn into an orgy.
Now, to be fair, this was right after the darkness retreat.
It was.
Which now wasn't really a darkness retreat. There were lights in there that he could turn on anytime he wanted.
Right.
I would hope he probably had on the whole time.
Like if he goes, you know, number one, I would hope that he would, you know,
what?
Turn the lights on.
You just aim until you hit the water.
When I came out of the darkness, something changed.
What was that?
You were born yes. in the darkness.
Yes. You merely adopted the darkness. I was born into it.
Are you going to take these calls?
Focus. Fine. We're having
got
fun.
Tease to pay off.
We are having fun.
I kind of at some point want to have the discussion about what the hell is going on with Tom Curran, Bill Belichick, Robert Kraft, Jonathan Kraft, Crapsheet, and everybody else.
All right. Well, speaking of embracing the darkness, let's go down under. Actually, it's sunny there at this point, or at least I presume so. Jake is in Australia, one of our favorite weekly callers here on Six Rings. G'day, Jake, or good morning, or whatever time it is there.
Good morning. It's not really a good morning. It's just another Patriots morning.
Yep. MOURNING. Yes, sir.
Just another Patriots morning.
Yes. I'm just excited for next week, as your Christmas Eve game will be our Christmas Day game.
There you go. Oh, what a
That's
gift.
Better.
What a gift.
Yeah, but at least
sorry for the crappy present.
After that Christmas miracle, don't need no gifts, just the Patriots win.
Yeah, exactly. How much of today's game did you suffer through, Jake?
The last half.
Oh, you missed the decent part. There was a good first half.
It was actually decent. We keep saying it's more than it was. You were losing at halftime.
But it was 14-10, and if they played with the same sort of like consistency, moxie, and effort,
they would have lost 28-20.
Okay, I would have.
That's how it works.
And that would have been perfect. Then I would have covered my money line and Chiefs money line.
We really are
cover.
Loserville. Forget Whoville. This is Loserville, where we're
we're only down four in the first half. That was awesome.
Oh, Christmas
I'm going to stop putting money on the Patriots because it just keeps going nowhere.
No, really. I mean, you got to, just bet against them. Just take the money line.
Goes to our
Patriots.
Friends at FanDuel.
They win.
Exactly. Jake, is mobile gambling legal in Australia? I don't know. I figure you best to ask.
Yes, it is. It is massive over here.
Yeah?
Massive here, too.
Yes. Like, every sporting event, the Australian rules football, cricket, soccer, it is on every ad break.
Wow. Yeah, I'm not surprised. Well,
All right, Jake. We'll enjoy the game next week on Christmas morn.
Yes, enjoy the Christmas special of Patriots at Broncos. And we'll look forward to connecting with you in the new year, friend. Thanks for calling in once again, as always.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Cheers.
The hell was he doing?
I was Jake putting together a Christmas present or changing his own oil.
I'm Jake. I'm just going to shake things in the background to see how long these idiots will stay on with me.
What was he doing?
I don't know. Changing his oil? You said it. Who knows? Give me the ratchet. No, the quarter inch. Not the half inch, you idiot.
Something mechanized.
The extension.
Oh, boy. What a show. Put this, you know, I was just going to say right now.
Are there Marconis for just post-game shows?
Hang this post-game show in the Louvre.
Can you get a Marconi for just a bad post-game show? Because we are the worst on the planet.
This is the
What's the opposite of the Marconi? Like the raspberries or whatever they give out? The Razzies?
The Farconi? The Marconi?
We should be up for the Farconi. I like our chances.
Tony is in the car. Tony, try to help us. Try to help us find something positive to talk about, would you?
Hey, guys. That was a terrific loss today. loving it. We are going to end up in the top four. We're going to get Williams or May or Nix or Penix. And at the top of the second round and third rounds, we'll get a wide receiver and a tight end better than any of the skill players we have on offense right now. We can't win any more than one more game or it'll be a disaster. 5-12 or worse, 6-11 would be horrible. The Patriots, no matter who's the GM, whether it's Belichick, whether it's somebody else, we can't win any more than one more game, and we are going to have a great draft. April is going to be fantastic. We'll have the Celtics and Bruins in the playoffs. We'll have the draft coming up. We'll have, you know, baseball will be starting. It is going to be the best spring in like 5 years. This is going to be great. We're loving it.
You know, right, I usually...
Tony, thank you very much.
That's legitimate. Everything...
Nothing he said was wrong. No, we just
Yamamoto will be starting for the Sox. Mm-hmm. The Patriots will have a top. The one thing I will say, it's not that they can't win two more games. They can't win any because just an update out of Arizona. Kyler Murray left the game with an injury, which helps their chances. He was limping. He was limping groin, maybe. No. It seemed like a
man parts
upper leg
upper gentleman zone.
Yeah, something like that. Lower body in the NHL parlance.
Sure.
But upper lower body. But that could help their chances. They only have 3 wins right now.
Correct.
So they could stay at 3. So you don't want to get to 4.
Now, if the Patriots lose out, and I saw like our pal Dakota Randall from Nesson tweeted out a little while ago that had the Patriots lost that game to the Steelers, which the Steelers refused to win, it was more that the Patriots didn't lose. Well, they didn't lose, obviously, because the Steelers refused to win. They tried.
Well, Mitchell Trubisky stinks.
Trubisky's awful. Just awful. That was a terrible game last night as well. Steelers might be on their way to that first losing season for Mike Tomlin.
And they're calling his job.
They'll end up going 8-8-1 again, so he can be like, Sep, see?
They're calling for his job in Pittsburgh.
This might be it.
No.
Patriots could be competing with the likes of a Pittsburgh Steelers for the services of a new coach at the end of the season. We'll see.
Maybe you can bring Tomlin here. Maybe there'll be a new coach available.
I don't think that's what the Pats fans want.
By the way, Steelers are 7-7. They're at home against the Bengals. Then they go to Seattle and go to Baltimore at the end
of the
year.
That's 3 easy L's. This could be it.
That is
Mr.
not
Tomlin.
3 easy L's. That's 2 winnable games.
Which ones?
Cincinnati, backup quarterback.
Yeah, but they're 3-0 since Browning took over.
Yeah, you know what that means.
What?
He's due to lose.
Oh, douche moo.
And Seattle, that's a coin flip winnable game for them. I don't think Seattle anything
special.
8-9.
The Ravens at the end of the season, unless the Ravens have locked up the number one seed at that point, and then they just rest everybody. And then you know who starts that game? Malik Cunningham. And then he lights up the Steelers, and then we just all light ourselves on fire.
Wasn't he their fourth string quarterback?
Something like that. Who knows?
So that's one thing. The other update out of the late games is some people think the Bills are playing themselves into the most dangerous team in football. They are beating the Cowboys 31-3. Josh Allen
31.
And the Bills.
See, the Bills, they may have found something. Ever since they relieved themselves of the services of one Ken Dorsey and switched over to Joe Brady as offensive coordinator. Not that that should have anything to do with the defense, but they're doing
Josh Allen has decided, hell, I'll do it myself.
Fine. Yeah.
I see him today, like, running people over, just physical running stuff. It may not be sustainable, but doing what he got to do to get his team. Because right now, actually, with this win, they may be in the playoffs. But before today, they were not even a playoff team. They were the most dangerous team in the NFL, but they weren't actually a playoff team. Now they're trying to play themselves into the
Browns
playoffs.
Look like they're looking to play. You could have three AFC North teams in the playoffs if the Bengals continue to win, which would be very impressive.
What about the other side, though, for Dallas? Like, five straight blowout wins, and then they just choke this one away and don't even look lifeless? This is why no one believes in Dallas.
And this is why Dallas is a possibility for Bill Belichick when they crap themselves like this in the postseason.
You beat me to
and Jerry Jones goes, just go McCarthy, you suck. Belichick, did you say 30 million? Make it 35. Come on in. Add 20% to whatever you got last year, Clark.
Now, Andy, let me ask you this as we get into the source off, if you will, the source war, the sorcery between Crap Sheet and Curran going on, as you like to say, as to Tommy Curran, of course, who famously uttered this past Monday on Early Edition on NBC Sports Boston that by all accounts, it had been made clear to him that they'd be moving on from Bill Belichick after the season, or so he was told and or heard.
Was told. Conversations he had after the loss to the Colts in
Germany. Which I imagine
conversations he had, which pluralized
angry ownership,
him, by the way.
Yes. Angry ownership probably flew off the handle and said, that's it, we're done, we're moving on, we can't do this anymore. That's my guess. If I had to guess, yes.
If I had to guess, that
if
would
I
be
I had to guess, it would rhyme
well.
With Schmonathan. Yes, exactly. Versus Ian Rappaport, who came to Belichick's defense yesterday and said, oh, hold on, sources inside the building say that no decision has been made yet and Belichick could be coaching for his future over the final four games. Ownership would like to see exactly how the team responds. They've been playing, they've been trying, but they just aren't good enough. And the man who helped put together the team is also the one who is trying to coach it now. And the team, I think we can all agree at this point now, would be best served by maintaining the second overall draft pick because they need an infusion of talent.
Absolutely.
But let me ask you this. If Bill Belichick, let's say there are multiple suitors in the offseason. Washington, big paycheck from Josh Harris. Come on down. The Los Angeles Chargers, now that they've relieved themselves of Brandon Staley. Hey, we got some defenders. Hey, we've got some elite talent on offense. Maybe the Spanos family will finally open up the purse strings. Here we go. Or Dallas. Now, Jerry Jones is made of money, can print it at Jerry World. We get that. But Stephen Jones, the son, is the one who runs personnel. Would Bill Belichick, if he was approached here about bringing someone in to run personnel, which leads me to believe he would say, like, yeah, I'm all set, thanks. But if he were to go to Dallas, and that was the one caveat, do you think he would say yes to it in Dallas, but say no to bringing in a personnel guy here?
Well, Mike Lombardi floated the idea of Bill returning here with less or no personnel power, just coaching. And that's his fob. You never know when it's an informed opinion.
Do you think he ran that through him? Do you think maybe?
I never know. He should at least have an understanding, a good understanding of Bill, even if it's not sourced in conversations and that kind of stuff. I mean, he has been around the man intimately for long periods of
decades.
Time of his career. Yeah. He floated that possibility, that idea. But just there's a couple things I want to talk about here. So the first thing is, I don't believe what happens in the next 3 weeks now, but when this was all being discussed, 4 weeks, should have any bearing on the decision.
No.
Like, you've had 4 years post Tom Brady, or 3 years and change post Tom Brady, three losing seasons, going in the wrong direction, bottoming out. All of that is part of public record, as they say. The other thing is, to tiptoe through this minefield could be challenging for the Crafts. And I say that because we all think Dallas might be a suitor. Maybe Buffalo's a suitor. When are they a suitor? Because they may both be playoff teams that may win a game, may win two games, may be in the conference championship games. When do they have an available opening? Because you want as many people involved, right? Washington will be involved. Maybe. Like, they have the ability to be involved whenever they want to be. Let's just
We think so. It is not an informed opinion, but we believe so. There was a story or rumors therein a few months ago from Mike Florio.
Right. The Chargers already made their move. They're looking for a coach, so they can be involved anytime they want. But teams like the Cowboys and the Bills might not be involved till late January. Are you waiting? Is Bill dangling in the breeze? Do we not have any information for a couple weeks from a Patriots perspective? Like, there's a timeline here that I think could be challenging.
How quickly, you know, usually we go through what is known
Black Monday.
Yes. On January 8th this year, 2023, we could even learn of some firings and dismissals as early as Sunday afternoon, the final regular season Sunday of the NFL season. That is January 7th, Patriots, Jets, 1 o'clock. Be there. It's going to be electrifying.
Will it?
Nope. That'd be weird, though. That would be the final, potentially the final home game
for Bill Belichick against the Jets. It is most appropriate.
Ironic.
The team, almost sort of, but not entirely.
I think more appropriate.
Yeah, I think apropos, I might say.
And after that game, he'll say, "And I'm out as the HC of the NEP because we lost to the NYJ
on a napkin." Imagine that. Oh my God. If that's what ends up costing the Patriots, like the quarterback of their choice, because he beats the Jets in the final game, they get a fourth win, Arizona or someone else slides in. Oof. Could happen.
Could happen.
Crazier things have happened.
So just to get back, Tom Curran pushed back against the crap sheet report.
And
basically said, "Oh, we kind of agree in Twitter sense that there's no firm decision has been made, but the decision may have already been made."
Rough week for Tom on socials.
And we had a question here, so we might as well get into it. I like to address our texting friends. Curran is a reporter, quote unquote. Why would he wait a whole month to report, then say, "I didn't say that," aka decision, but not firm. Don't protect your own. Those are glaring issues, blah, blah, blah. So, he definitely didn't come right out and report it the second he had the conversations. That doesn't sound like that.
Mm-mm.
And he really hasn't even reported it yet. It was in an answer in a TV program, a back and forth, an analytical, a topic was being asked. And the question that I believe that actually elicited the answer was, if the Patriots win out, could it change things? And his response was, "Well, actually, you know, I had conversations as far back as the Colts game, blah, 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 that the decision was already made." He hasn't put it in print, to my knowledge, that gone out and like source colon Belichick decision made week 10 or whatever, like whenever that was. So he is kind of tiptoeing through this. Is it a report? Is it informed speculation? Is it analysis? In that weird world where
it's very nebulous,
we all live kind of these days, unless it's just a pure source colon Yamamoto signs with X. Like, okay, that's
a story.
But then there's weird other layers to this. And I get that. I get the questioning of that. Now, he didn't really back down. He kind of also said this on our airwaves with Gresh and Fourier. Now, he has left room for things to change, which is kind of where he's in agreement with Crapsheet. Like the last 4 weeks might play a factor in what happens. Let me ask you this.
Okay, ask me this. This will be a big market tease. You'll ask me and then I'll answer on the other side.
Do you think anything should change in the forthcoming three games?
No. Oops. I should have waited.
No, I'm with you too. And I wanted
to
answer.
How about you, audience? Do you think anything should change pending the results and now the final three games?
So we erase all the misery of this year and the bad stuff of last year and all of it. It makes no sense. I actually think this. I think you could compare bad decisions. Belichick's to make Matt Patricia the offensive coordinator or the Kraft family's to bring back Bill next year. I think those are equally bad decisions, like with a lot of evidence contrary to there being a plan for success.
Well, we will get to that. I let the cat slip out of the bag. I already answered the question I said I would tease. It just darted right out of there. So it goes sometimes. If you have an opinion on that, please feel free to weigh in at 617-779-7937. We will keep that discussion going. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Cars for Kids, player of the game, all coming up as we head into the home stretch of another fun Six Rings postgame show here on WEEI.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
It'll be potentially a white Christmas, or at least Christmas Eve, for the New England Patriots as they travel next Sunday out to Denver, Colorado, a mile high in the football sky. The Patriots' next game, of course, on Sunday Night Football. They were not flexed out, curiously.
By the way, this is the Philly offensive line. This is the Philly specials.
This is? Is this Jason Kelce on lead vocals?
I believe it is.
Wow.
sounds like
it's
him.
Not bad.
Christmas card. He's not bad.
No, he's all right.
And his song is good.
I mean, I also love this song so much that pretty much anybody that can carry it too.
Well, yeah. In general, that's how I look at Christmas music. Like,
just be near enough to the melody.
Just don't ruin it.
Don't insult the song.
Right.
Exactly.
Don't be like Gronk singing at the halftime or the national anthem.
Oh, this is the falsetto. It's great. Wow. Who knew that listening to the Philadelphia offensive line sing Christmas carols would be more fun than talking about whether Robert Kraft is getting cold feet about potentially dismissing Bill Belichick as HC of the NEP. But we've just been there for so long.
So did we pare this down to our speculative beliefs?
Yes.
That Jonathan Kraft may have emotionally reacted known.
Big money on the table on that one.
And that maybe Robert Kraft, who has already lived through the divorce with Tom Brady that did not look great.
And also, lest we forget, if it comes down to a grocery shopping issue, we remember what happened with Bill Parcells walking out the door saying, like, you know, they want you to cook dinner, but they won't let you, you know, shop for the groceries.
So we could have an internal debate within the Kraft family and the powers that be.
And this is Jonathan potentially coming to his father's defense as well, because we all know that if it was at the Germany game, that's where Robert Kraft sort of became an incidental meme, like the sadness of him with his chin down and the puffy coat. Like, I bet you the Kraft family, the rest of the boys said, that's it. We can't do this anymore. Like, now dad's sad. It took him 10 years. One of the last crowning achievements of his football career as owner of the Patriots would be to get this game in Frankfurt and show this great nation of
Belichick ruined
fans.
It.
Yeah, and it just was, Andy, that game was, where would that one be? Did that one make the metal platform of awful games this year? Would it probably go like,
oh, yeah.
I'd say Saints, Cowboys, Germany. I almost
probably.
Find,
because
I
the
might
throw.
Even put this, I might even put the Colts game as like the silver medalist, because
there's no shame in going to Dallas, in my opinion. Well, there is shame, but not as much.
And getting boat raced? Yeah, things happen.
They got embarrassed the week before, so they were looking to prove a point after losing to the Cardinals. You're not a very good football team. You're in their house.
Yep.
Like, there's some kind of tough spot, as they say, in the biz to that one. But Germany?
Ugh.
The Colts?
6 points.
And then that
Colts.
Throw?
My God.
That throw?
That was just ghastly.
I think that was pretty hideous. I could see reacting to that poorly.
Yeah, I could see Jonathan flying off the handle, or somebody just saying like,
I don't think
it.
He's flying off the handle at that point, personally. What? So we just said it.
Mm-hmm.
The worst loss of Bill's career, the worst home shutout loss in mm-hmm. franchise history predated that.
Yep.
Flying off the handle implies, I reacted too swiftly, emotional. Like, it's not flying off the handle at that point. Last year sucked. This year sucked. Last week sucked. This month sucks. It's not flying off the handle.
Didn't they sandwich in the Bills win in between there, though?
It was after that, I believe, wasn't it?
Yeah. Didn't it go like Dallas?
Bills was in between the Raiders loss and the Dolphins loss.
Yeah.
Ugh.
But there's no flying off the handle when you have three losing seasons in the last 4 years.
Yeah, like that gets
when you're a three-win team, when you're setting records for futility.
He's earned the right to retire when he wants to.
Your offense is embarrassingly bad. You had to bench your franchise quarterback. Like, there's no flying off the handle. Some would say you've stuck with certain things too long, too far.
Or what if it is just Belichick who comes to the forefront and says, like, yeah, it's not working anymore. You know, Robert, let's just, I want to coach a little more. I want to get the record. And a lot of fans want to see him get it here. Others don't. And what if he just says, I have a better chance of doing that. Let me give you a chance. Got the great draft pick. The season went the way it did. I'm sorry that things ended like this. But, man, what a partnership. What an incredible dynasty. What a run we had. I'll go do my thing there. You get a new guy in. If you ever need me, I'm just a few.
Cool. What are you giving me?
Few digits away. And here's your
third-round pick? Second-round pick? What are we getting here?
He's getting at least a second-round pick for Belichick.
I think multiple picks. I don't think you're getting a one. A lot of fans are dreaming of a one. I think that's a pipe dream.
A two and a three?
Like a two and a three or some combination. Or maybe you send a two and Belichick and get a one back. That I could see happening.
Ooh.
So you send an early 30s pick for the Chargers' first-round pick, and they get Belichick. Now you have two picks in the top.
You know.
whatever.
15.
Yeah, maybe more. Maybe higher than that.
Chargers
right?
are really not good right now.
Yeah, I think
they're super not good right now. Let's take one more call, Andy, and then we will hit the break, and then we'll wrap things up, of course, with the Andy Hart Power Half Hour. That is thumbs up, thumbs down. Cars for Kids Player of the Game, and a quick preview of Broncos and Patriots next week.
Do we have to?
I guess we kind of. It's not in the contract, but that's sort of how it goes.
You have all a right. Contract?
Not really. But Andy, you don't have to pull the curtain back and reveal all of our secrets in one show.
I work for beer. They gave me a 12-pack of Narragansett Light.
Yeah, they.
I don't think they gave you the beer.
Yeah. Fitzy did because he pays his bets. He's
yes,
a good
he does.
Man.
Yes, thank you very much.
He pays his bets. I went too far with the good man. But
I was going to say, Joe, you have that on tape. See, he actually said,
pays his bets.
Andy finally said something nice about me. Obviously, it must be the COVID fog. Hello, Wayne.
Hello, boys. Another down the drain. Unbelievable. And I guess that Zappy isn't the guy, you know, who is going to do it for us.
No, he can't do it on his own. He can't do it all on his own. He can't do it just by himself.
He can't do it all with others. He's a backup quarterback.
I know that. I'm not saying it was all him, but I'm just saying he wasn't as great as everybody. Like, oh, Zappy's here, and oh, we're going to change everything. No. He's the same thing, you know what I mean? Except he didn't throw 12 interceptions like Mac. That's the only difference.
He tries.
And what about this? What about this, Pitchy? I said to keep Malik Khalil, right? And what did they do? Instead of letting this guy go and play the game, they got rid of him, and now he's going to be playing for the Ravens, and he's going to end up being watched. Everybody's going, oh, this guy's good. Why didn't the Patriots keep him? Because they're idiots.
Whoa. Well, I mean,
whoever's
look.
Whoever's running the gum is an idiot.
Well, Malik Cunningham
you
going
get rid
to.
Of Malik Cunningham. The guy's going to be a beast.
No, he's not going to be a beast, and he's a better athlete, fit in Baltimore than he is in New England.
Yes,
if he has success
exactly.
there, it doesn't mean he would have had success here.
Well, how do you know that?
Because I know
we're not going to know because we're not going to know because we didn't see it.
Because Bill O'Brien runs a different offense than the Ravens do under Ted Monken or whatever the hell.
Bill
his
O'Brien
name
is a
Ted,
bum.
Tim.
That's another bum.
Why are we calling names? Bill You're being Brian. Disrespectful.
He's very frustrated. He takes this personally. He loves his Patriots.
I'm taking this personally. Look at us. For the last 3 years, we've been the laughing joke of the NFL.
Well,
yeah, we're not in a good spot. Wayne, we're not in a good spot.
Yes. I know you don't want to hear it, but yes.
I don't want to hear it. I've been saying it. I said it was a fireable offense when Belichick made Patricia the offensive coach.
Yes. Now, there you go. There you go, Andy.
Yeah.
Yes.
So welcome to my party, Wayne-o.
Yes, brother. Let's get a little bit of laugh in here because it's been, this has been a horrible year. You know what I mean?
It's really been a joyless experience and a tough ride, Wayno. And I know. Listen,
I always, like I say, I look right here and I see Brady with the 6-2. You know, so I'm always going to be happy. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like I said, I grew up with the Patriots since I was 5 years old. And we were a laughing joke. And then Brady came along. And for 20 years, we were the kings. You know what I mean? But you can't have it forever, Fitzy. You know that.
You can't. Unfortunately, you can't, Wayno. Listen, you have a very Merry Christmas, sir. We will talk to you hopefully on New Year's Eve as we wrap up what has been a very disappointing 2023 football-wise in Foxborough.
Ooh, New Year's resolutions.
Yeah. Oh, we can do that'll be a fun little bit on the post-game
show.
No
one's ever done that, you know.
No.
This is how we get out of the being the worst radio show on the planet Earth.
And you know what else? No one's ever done the Christmas wish list either.
Oh, are we doing that when we're filling in 10 to 2 during the week?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'll be doing it Friday morning. Tell you what, I'll do it Friday morning when Rich Keefe and I fill in for the Greg Hill show. And then you guys take it, you know, you and Gresh appropriate it and then do your version of it. Yeah, the Andes.
Oh, we can hand out awards.
The Andes.
The Handy Andes. No, I probably shouldn't do that.
All right, Six Rings will be right back.
Another.
We struggled after the break. Looks to throw. On the move, he's in trouble, and he throws an interception right into the hands of Willie Gay. Different game, same story for Zappy. Out of the halftime break. Different guy gets intercepted, and the Chiefs have it in the doorstep.
One of the unfortunate lowlights of the second half when Bailey Zappe turned back into the pumpkin that he often is in quarters 3 and 4 as quarterback of the New England Patriots. Once again, your final, Chiefs 27, Patriots 17 from Gillette Stadium today. Attendance roughly somewhere in the 50-some-odd thousands. Lot of Chiefs fans in attendance there today, Andy. Lot of Chiefs fans. When the national anthem was finished, we heard home of the Chiefs, like they always do, at Arrowhead games. Chiefs fans obviously travel well, but like you pointed out before the show, that's what you get when you have the defending Super Bowl champions in the house against a team that is in complete turnaround and, I won't say utter disrepair or disarray, but there has been a higher level of dysfunction on the defense, especially in the secondary, than I would have thought. You, of course, had all those stories this week from Patriots players speaking out, wishing Malik Cunningham good luck, Trent Brown.
Yeah.
Go somewhere where your talent is respected, little brudda. Then Jack Jones, of course, he's dismissed a few weeks ago, goes right to the Raiders, plays for his former coach, Antonio Pierce. You got the Green Goblin, Jalen Mills, speaking on his behalf on Twitter, saying this is what happens when someone knows how to use you, when someone knows how to employ your talents correctly, which didn't exactly come across as a ringing endorsement of whomever's coaching the secondary, the defensive coordinators. Nate, pick your poison, exactly. Now you got J.C. Jackson, benched again, was in the game plan, was out of the game plan, was left home from Germany. Now today he's back in the doghouse. Bill Belichick didn't want to answer questions about it. God, you hate to say it, considering that just half a decade ago they were the gold standard, not just of the NFL, but American sports, period. And now here we are, talking about all the signs that are true telltale symbols of a bad football team.
Yeah, there is nothing.
I'm not embellishing. No,
no. It's even deeper if you really look at just the little stuff, but little stuff that I think is symbolic and indicative of the bigger stuff. All the social media, mm-hmm. this that just would have either been buried or never happened.
Yeah, never happened
in the past. I think you get that when you desperately latch on to certain types of players, you know, the Trent Browns, the J.C. Jacksons. They are who they are.
Uh-huh.
And you have to take the good and the bad. And mm-hmm. they're taking some of the bad right now because losing fuels it. Mm-hmm. The knowledge that, I'm not going to be here next year anyway, or he's not going to be here next year anyway. So whatever, who cares what happens the next month. There's definitely some of that. And people start looking out for number one, looking out for themselves mm-hmm. and maybe defending themselves in certain ways.
Maybe not full shutdown mode, but I'm going to watch myself so I don't get injured. Now, oftentimes that can be exactly when you do get injured.
And you know, you saw the dysfunction with the Chargers and an embarrassing performance going down 42 in the first half to the Raiders that cost their coach his job.
That was going to happen anyway. Hastened his departure.
Right. I wouldn't say you saw anything to that level with the Patriots today. But it's right on that cusp of being ugly and uglier by the week, by the game, by the quarter. And the end result is the end result that I think we all believe is coming and probably should be coming. Although there is going to be, I think, some fear of the finality of it, whether it's Robert Kraft or even fans who don't have a say but get to express their say.
Because they're idiots.
Like, yeah, get rid of Belichick. They're idiots. He sucks. He this. They stink. You really want to get rid of Belichick? No, if you were the one that had to push the button or mm-hmm. whatever, would you actually push the button to mm-hmm. remove him? You know, if this were some 70s cartoon, like hijinks, right. The floor opens up, mm-hmm. would you push the button and drop Belichick out of your life forever?
Sharks with lasers.
Right. Would you do that? Could you do that?
That's such a tough call.
It's the right move, mm-hmm. I think. But
oh, yeah. Who's going to be a better coach next year? Because I, you know, in talking to fans before the game today, the majority of them, and of course even some former players I had the pleasure of speaking with today at the stadium, all said the same thing. Like, you're not going to find a better coach, so why would you want to let him go?
But here's the problem. Necessarily believe that.
You get, like, Belichick the GM and personnel guy also comes with Belichick in control of all football operations and Belichick the head coach as well. And this is not a sign of disloyalty. This is not also a lack of gratitude for everything Bill Belichick has done. Sometimes we all know this. Relationships run their course. Sometimes voices get tuned out or people just can't find the way to spark the magic like the way they used to. That's why half of all marriages end in divorce. That's why these things happen. There's been plenty of time to try to turn things around. He may be better suited to go somewhere else where there isn't the history, the baggage, and the mess that's been made.
Or he may just be done.
You never know.
Because the question you kept getting, who are you going to find to be a better coach?
Right.
I think a lot of people. I don't think he's been a very good coach this year. I think the defense has been good. Mm-hmm. What credit he deserves for that, what credit his sort of co-coordinators deserve for that, Mayo, Steve Belichick, mm-hmm. you got a lot of brain power over there.
For sure.
I don't know if that's Bill, but the defense has been good for the most part this season. I think he's utterly mismanaged the quarterback position, and I firmly believe that was him all year long. I think he gets personnel
sight. It wasn't even all year long. It was like back to last year,
yes.
too.
So that's a problem. This team has a lot of bad penalties in the kicking game. They're poorly coached, it seems, even offensively. A lot of delays of game mm-hmm. and things of that nature. So
things you and I have said previously, or rather others have said, seem so unpatriot-like, but here on this show and on our podcast and more, we've said now have more become the norm.
Last 2 years.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying I'm going to find a coach who could pull off the Denver upset circa 2001.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have that coach, in my opinion. I have the body that did that, but I don't have that coach. He has not been performing in that way this year and last year. So who's going to do a better job? I think you could find a coach to do a better job than win three games. I think he's mismanaged this team on a lot of levels. Beyond, forget about the talent. I'm just talking about the coach. The coaching level, I don't think, has been good. Do they respect him? There's a lot of things being said, tweeted, done, enacted that don't feel like they respect and or fear the head coach, right? That's
no.
part of it. So could they get a guy they respect? Could they get a guy they like? Could they get a guy that they want to follow more, they listen to more? Yeah, I absolutely think they could. And that could be Gerard Mayo. That could be Mike Vrabel. We don't even need to get into that aspect
right.
of it.
In the past week, in the source war between Tom Curran and Ian Rappaport from NFL Network, there were also some reports that surfaced about Gerard Mayo should be the leading candidate, or all signs point to it's his job. However, they're not sure exactly what the offense would look like, and maybe it's Mike Vrabel, and I mean, who knows?
And then Diana Russini reported, I believe today, they're not trading for Bill Belichick. Nothing's changed there, and the Patriots are not, trading for Mike Vrabel. If they part ways with mm-hmm. Bill Belichick, they are not trading for Mike Vrabel. So she said that definitively.
Which means
I don't know how good her
chance.
Sources are. She's been wrong in the past. She's been right, I'm sure, at some point. I mean, I can't verify that, but I'm sure she's been right at some point in the past.
Let's go back to the phones. Andy, one of our favorite locals here, Ray in Ravia. How are you, Ray?
Hey, fellas, listen, I actually think the Patriots need to hire a strong general manager and build a GM-centric organization. I just watched Brock Purdy throw his fourth touchdown pass, and people are making the same mistake with him that they made with Brady, where they diminish the fact that he constantly wins, and they try to point it to some other reason. The Patriots would be far better served trading out of that high pick, collecting picks, and bringing in a veteran while they build out their team. And it really needs to be a GM kind of like Roseman or Lynch to do something like that. And that ilk.
Yeah, I don't think they should trade out. I mean, I'm fine. You're going to need to get a personnel guy. Do I want someone who does it all? No, that is a dead model. I don't know that the model ever existed outside of Bill Belichick. There's been very few that could hold both jobs, do both jobs at a high level. Now, in San Francisco, you have to remember the coach and the GM went there together as a cohesive, collaborative
yes.
package.
2017 was their first
yes.
year together. They lost.
They picked each other.
Yeah.
They're like,
they
you
lost
and me
their
and
first
you.
Several lots of games.
Guess who
together?
Else did that? Dave Ziegler and Josh McDaniels.
Mm-hmm.
It could not have blown up faster. They weren't on the same page.
Nope.
And also, I would say, he's going with the Shime theory. Oh, they got too many holes. They need to trade down and not get the quarterback. Same thing Shime said the Bengals should do the year they had the number one pick and Joe Burrow was coming out. It was one of the dumbest things ever said. If you pass on Joe Burrow, that's passing on Michael Jordan. That's passing on an historically good figure
an
who
elite
turns
level
your team
talent.
Around.
Yes, and what has he done? That since he's arrived there, he has transformed that franchise even to a point now while he is out this year with the thumb ligament injury. Jake
yep.
Browning has stepped in. The team, they've surrounded him with talent. The team has rallied in their place. They're not blowing teams out, but they've won a whole bunch of games since they had to switch to the backup.
And they
That's
did
a
other
culture
things.
That they've
They got
they,
T. Higgins
culture, yeah.
and they got Jamar
Trey
Chase.
They also, smartly, Mike Hilton, Trey Hendrickson,
right.
good ball players.
Right. And who's the GM?
It's a good question, actually.
Mike Brown.
Oh, it's a good old like, Mike Brown.
They have the a GM, guy. Duke Tobin.
Yep.
But the owner is very hands-on in
yes.
that organization. So there's a lot of ways to do it. The
Head
49ers.
Coach is the play caller, yeah.
And the 49ers did the exact opposite of what Ray's talking about. Oh, get everything out. No, they traded 3 first-round picks to move up to the 3rd overall pick to get Trey Lance because they thought the quarterback was the thing that was holding them back. They wanted to go all in on a quarterback. They went all in on a quarterback and thanked their lucky asses and got Brock Purdy at the end of the draft.
At the end of the next draft, they end up getting Brock Purdy. Purdy ends up being the perfect guy to execute the
Shanahan
plan. No
one has invested more in the quarterback position than the Niners. They gave Jimmy Garoppolo $150 million and still traded 3 first-round picks up to get a quarterback because they thought Jimmy Garoppolo sucked. So people that believe the Niners didn't invest in the quarterback position aren't paying attention to what the Niners have done. They've just been so good in everything else they've done that they've built a magnificent roster.
Yes, they have indeed. It's the benchmark for it, and they are.
That's why I want Adam Peters to be the next GM. Although
great pick.
I almost said a bad word that I don't know if I can. Apparently, they're looking to promote him to keep him. They're going to bump Lynch up to like
president of football operations.
Peters gets bumped up to GM to try to keep him. That makes me want him even more.
Sons of blanks. All right, let's do a quick version of Andy's thumbs up, thumbs down. The players that made merit and mention for all the right reasons and the wrong reasons in today's 10-point defeat to the Chiefs.
I didn't write this, but thumbs up to Taylor Swift. I'm kind of starting to like her.
Yep, dropping F-bombs on TV, chugging beers, having a good time. I said F-bombs.
First half, Bailey Zappe makes the list because he's good in the first half when he completed 17 of 19 passes for 141 yards and 1 touchdown, had another touchdown call back, no turnovers. Stick around. He may be mentioned elsewhere with a different moniker. Hunter Henry had 6 catches in the first half, including a touchdown. Could have had a 7th callback. Another touchdown. But it was a record for him in his career, most in a half, 6 catches.
He's got a nice little connection with the Zapper.
Well, he's just good. He is solid, not great. He's just good.
I think the best he's looked since he put a Pats uniform on.
Yeah, no, he's good. Yeah. And now he took a beating today a little bit. Hopefully he survived the game. Had a few different times when he was banged up and slowed. And Christian Barmore was dominant once again. He would be the guy I would sign.
Should already be signed.
Now, I think he knows it too and is probably like, I don't know what I want to be here, how much they're going to give me. If you want to sign me now, you're going to have to overpay, not underpay.
You could also run the risk of losing some people that are Belichick loyalists to wherever he goes next.
Yeah, true that. Okay, thumbs down. Brendan Schooler, you had a nice long kickoff return to start the game. We're going to start this game at midfield. Schooler, you did it again, you dumb bleeper. Penalty, holding, bring it back to the 13. You start on your 13 instead of near midfield. 5 penalties he's had in the last 8 games. Can't happen for a guy like him.
Unacceptable.
Thumbs down to the second half, Bailey Zappe, who his first pass went to Willie Gay. And if Willie Gay didn't catch it, there was another defensive back behind him that was going to. And he said there was a miscommunication. You can't make that throw. You have eyeballs. I don't care about the communication. There were red jerseys everywhere that you were trying to throw through or around. Don't do it. Chad Ryland, day got off on the wrong foot when he missed a field goal early. That's his job, to hit field goals of 41 yards.
Sure is.
And J.C. Jackson, the second tour of duty through New England, has been an absolute debacle. And again, you knew what you were getting when you got into him.
About J.C. Jackson, as you mentioned that, this tweet just out from Adam Schefter a few minutes ago. Patriots cornerback J.C. Jackson was active today, but did not play against the Chiefs. And Bill Belichick would say about Jackson was that, quote, he wasn't available. Jackson's agent, Neil Schwartz, said tonight that his client is dealing with mental health issues. That sheds a little light and puts a...
I don't mean to diminish those, but those mental health issues popped up at noon. He was active. Like, I have no problem if he's having issues, but they developed... I'm being dead serious here. Did he have a panic attack between when inactives were announced? And you know what I mean? Like, I am open-minded to the issues of mental health. Now, I think some people take advantage of it and manipulate it in this world. I think we've all seen that and can think of examples in our personal lives where people manipulate mental health.
Oh, indeed.
But... the timing on this is weird. Like, you put inactives out, he was active, and
you were
then,
ready to go. You were ready to go to the gridiron with him, and the next thing you know,
that's really weird.
Who knows what could have possibly flared up? It's very strange indeed.
But I think you've probably seen just about the last of him.
Maybe he needs
to go on a list. I don't know how that works. You know, you can't cut him necessarily, but you can't rely on him either.
Nope.
He's been unreliable since about a month and a half ago.
All right, if you'd like to read up on the thumbs up, thumbs down, that's always available at WEI.com. We'll wrap with the Cars for Kids player of the game, 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. You can donate your car today. You could also visit Cars with the Kids. That's Cars with the Kids, carsforkids.com. That's Cars with a K.
It's like
half-hour show, I can tell.
Woo! In the middle of hour number 4, sometimes it just gets to you. Yes.
Bungling the case.
Yes, the Cars for Kids player of the game, brought to you by Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Nailed it.
Who is it, Andy?
Christian Barmore.
Yeah.
Dude just dominates.
Yep.
He had a sack. He pressured the interception. That was a legitimate interception for Marte Mapu, not the second one, which wasn't really an interception. It just bounced off Tony's hands.
Andy, you said off the air that he's the closest, he looks similar to Richard Seymour?
Yeah, he is the closest thing I've seen physically, play-wise, versatility-wise, to Richard Seymour, who, yeah, that's a Hall of Fame talent I'm comparing him to. So I think Barmore, if you can find a way to get one, sign him, and say we're building around him, figure out a couple others and start the process.
Could very well be the lack of a direction as to who's going to be making the calls and signing the deals next year that has led to the Patriots not re-upping any of their own. But again, these are some of the many things we'll keep tabs on for the rest of the season and into the offseason. Good job, Joe Braverman. Great job, Andy Hart. Thank you to all the listeners, the callers, and everyone else that joined in the pool, jumped in the pool, joined our community today, and made this another fun Six Rings postgame show here on WEEI. Once again, the final, Chiefs 27, Patriots 17. Next Sunday, 8:20, Sunday Night Football, Patriots at Broncos, and then we'll be back with you on December 31st for Patriots and Bills. Until then, have a great holiday week, everybody. Take care of yourselves. Be safe out there. God bless. Drink up and go Pats. We'll talk to you soon. To the exits, I hope you
have found a friend. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly
Auto Parts.